This daf pei tes. So we got two lines down into the Gemara. The Gemara says Tanya, Rabbi Akiva, Omer Matam Lomer B'Shemen B'Shemen. The Gemara quotes from the Brisa. He says, "What does it mean? The pasuk says Shemen Shemen. It says Shemen twice by Lach Metoda. So what's the significance of both B'Shemens? So he says Ila Lo Nemar Ela B'Shemen Echad. If it only said the word Shemen once." I would think that the shear of shemen, the amount of oil used for the carbon todah, should be the same exact for all menachos, which would be a log of shemen. Since it says b'shemen two times, it's called a double riboy. Vein riboy ach riboy ela lemaid only comes to diminish, to exclude miata kasev lechatzilog, therefore downgrades the amount of shemen to only a chatzilog. That's the need for the b'shemen that appears twice. So Gemara says, wait a second, riboy achar riboy, it's chad riboy. This is not a double riboy, it's one riboy. Because the first b'shemen is needed, a riboy achar riboy is only when both words are extra. But in this case, the first b'shemen is an extra. The first b'shemen tells me that you need to have oil with the carbon todah. So that means the second oil b'shemen is extra. It's only one riboy. It's not a double riboy. So the Gemara says, Ella, what he means to say is, Ilu lo nemar b'shemen kol ikr. Had it not said the word b'shemen at all, it would have just been silent on the shemen. I would have known, Hayisi Omer, Harehu kechol menachos, that the chalas of the carbon todah are exactly like any other menachos. And that din is lalog. So had it just been silent, I would have thought it's like a regular mincha alog. So now, based on this angle that are coming in, each bashemen is extra, so it becomes two superfluous bashemen. It's two riboys, and then we could say have a riboy achar riboy, vein riboy achar riboy ela lemait, and therefore miata kasev lachatzi log. And that's how we know that the shear of shemen used for carbon todah is only a chatzi log. So Gemara now says, Yacha, one may think that chatzi log set mischalik l'shloshes haminim. Perhaps one would say that maybe you should take this chatzi log and split it amongst the three different minim of matzah. We know that they're matzahs, and then they're chalos. So for the matzah, and then l'chalos, l'kik, and l'revicha, that it should be split for all three. So half of the log, in other words, a quarter, should be used for the bread, the challah, and the other quarter should be split evenly amongst the shloshes minim of matzahs, which are, again, l'chalos, l'kik, and l'revicha. So Gemara says, Kishu Omer, when it says in the pasuk Bashemen Bervicha, it says the pasuk Vesolas Ber Murbechas Chalos Belulos Bashemen. It says the word Bashem by Bervicha. Shein Tamalomer, you don't need to tell me that the Bervicha gets Shemen. We know that Shemen applies to all the different Chalos of the Carbon Todah. So what's it tell me by Bashemen by the Bervicha in particular? So Gemara explains Riba Shemen Bervicha to tell me, okay, so how do we understand this extra Bashemen by Bervicha? Okay, so maybe chati log shemen v'chotzeyu chetzia l'chalos or kikin v'chetzia l'rvicha. What we do is we take the amount of oil. We don't split it evenly. You know, one third, one third, one third for the three types of minim of chalas. Rather, the shemen being used, half of it goes for rvicha. In other words, the rvis log goes for rvicha. And the other vias log is split evenly to chalas and rekikin, meaning 1/8 goes to chalas, 1/8 goes to rekikin, and 1/4 is being used for the revicha. That's what's learned about why it says bashemen dafka by revicha. So the Gemara now says, Amar lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Akiva, emata marba kol yom kula. If you're being marba in the entire world, the entire day, bashem, bashemen, ain't shemelech, I'm not going to pay attention to. Your whole drasha is incorrect. It's not bashem, bashemen, ribui. Ella chatilog shemen litoda. What happens is you take the chatilog for the shemen and you split it up evenly. Ve'revi shemen l'nazir, and we also have revi shemen for nazir, and we also have ve'echaras hayom shebein nida l'nida halacha mosh misinai. Meaning, I agree to you halachically that you take the chatilog shemen of toda and you give a quarter log to the revicha. And the other quarter is split to the other types of minim, but it's not based on the pasuk because it says bashemen birvicha. It's because it's halach moshmer sinai. It's part of this group of halachas that's all halach moshmer sinai. It's again chatzilog shemen of toda, revius shemen of nazir, and echaras hayom shebein nida lanida, which is 11 days between a woman she's expected to see nida and she's not expected to see nida. The 11 days where she's not expecting to see it. Those halachas are all halacha l'moshe. Misina. He's just arguing in the source, not in the halacha. Okay, the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Belog Haya Moded. When it came to the, what was the need for the measurement that measured out a log, that was used for every single mincha required one log. And we said there was machlokas, one isaron, a regular mincha, standard mincha is a isaron of solas and a log of shemen. What happens if they wanted to bring a, make a nedava of a 60 esronim for mincha? So one opinion said he should bring 60 log of shemen. It's a ratio of 1 to 1. And the other opinion in the Mishnah was that no, it's always one log of shemen, regardless of how large the solus is. So Gemara brings that same machlokas here, but brings the source, the basis for such a machlokas. Tanur Rabbanan. B'mitzora ani, it says with regards to a mitzora who's an ani, when it comes to the eighth day of being tahor from his tzaras, so it says by the ani, k'siv isaron, it says balul and log. The whole pasuk reads, isaron solus echad, balul b'shemen lemincha, v'log shemen. In other words, one isaron of solus, you mix together a log of shemen. So one log per isaron, that's the ratio. So the Gemara tells us, limed al isaron shetaun log. Each isaron of solas requires a log of oil. Divrei chachamim, that's the chachamim. However, Rabbi Nechemi, Rabbi Elez, Rabbi Yaakov, they both say, afilu mincha shel shishim esronim, even if you have a huge mincha of 60 esronim, ein le'ela luga. It's not a ratio. Every mincha, regardless of the size of the mincha, only requires one log. Shenemar, limincha, v'log shemen. Per every mincha, regardless of the size, only requires one log of shemen.
Is that the minimum, or is it the exact? Meaning,
yeah, I'm not sure if you could add on to a few. I don't know if you could be most of or not.
Very dry. The guy brings 60.
Yeah. It would be, but I don't think we saw in the Gemara, at least. It could be the Rishon talk about this, if you could add on, according to that opinion. I don't know. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Nechemi, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, hi, Isaron balul velog my avdile. What do they want to do the pasuk, which seems to indicate that it's really a ratio, that per isaron you need one log. So they explain, hahu gufa de kamerachmana laisi chad isaron. It's telling us that the ani mitzora needs to bring an isaron, because you would have thought maybe he should be pater entirely from this. No, he has a chiv to bring a isaron of mincha. So, but not tell me a general ratio of 1 to 1. V'idach. You don't need to tell me that an ani brings a mincha of solas, a seron. That's obvious. Midigali rachmana gabi mitzora asher. From the fact that a mitzora asher, a wealthy person who's a mitzora, he has to bring shlosha karbanos, which is a chatas, an olav, and asham. And to accompany the three animals, he brings shlosha esronos, three amounts of nisachim. So hacha the chad karban, to the ani, who only brings one animal, so obviously chad isaron, he only has to bring one isaron. You don't have to tell me, we understand the ratio of animals per isaron should apply. Why does a pasuk have to go out of the way to say that isaron echad to the ani? It must be to tell me that there's this general ratio that we have to apply of log shemen to isaron of solas. V'idach, what does Rabbi Elazar say back? No, you need to tell me that the ani mitzora is chayv to bring an isaron, because I would have thought maybe they're pater from the mincha. How would I have thought they're pater from the mincha? Because itzarich salkadaitach, I mean, I would have thought hol v'chasach manaleh lasu b'dalah, since the Torah was very compassionate to the ani, since he doesn't have a lot of money, he could bring just one carbon as opposed to the three carbonos. So eim aloli by mincha klal. So maybe the Torah also is chas on him, he shouldn't have to bring a mincha either. So therefore, you have to tell me, no, he has to bring isaron balul vilog. Tell me he does have to, in fact, bring an isaron. So it's not available to make a drasha of the 1-to-1 ratio. V'idach. So what does the other opinion think? So it sounds very sensible that he shouldn't have to bring the mincha because we're being machas on the Torah. So Idach says, legamri lo ashcha. We never find that a carbon, Rashi explained that a carbon comes without a mincha. It's impossible. You never would have a havamina that the ani would be pater for the mincha. Every carbon requires a mincha. That's how Rashi says this. Now, the Achronim point out, it's not true. We do have carbonos that don't have minchas. So what they explain is that every single time you have a olav a yored, where the asher requires a carbon and mincha, the dali dals cannot be exempt from a carbon and a mincha. The ani has to be somehow a similar model, similar structure to that of the asher. So since the asher brings a carbon, three carbonos, and three minchas, so the ani has to play at least one carbon and one mincha. That's what the Gemara means by this. And therefore, there never would have been a havamina that he doesn't have to pay the mincha. So then why does the pasuk say isaron balul v'log? It must be available to teach me this ratio of a one log per isaron. If it's 60 isaron, that means it's going to be 60 log of shemen. Okay, Gemara now wants to know, according to the Rabbanan, Rabbanan hai lemincha velog shemen my avdile. What do they do with the pasuk? If they hold that you only need a one log, so you need every isaron per log, so what do they do with this pasuk here? So hahul min misnadev mincha shlo yifchos midavar haton log. To tell me that if a person brings a mincha, sta mincha, he should not bring less than a soles, and which requires log. That's the minimum amount. My nihu isaron. In other words, you have to bring a amount of flour that's going to be able to absorb a log of shemen. What type of flour? How big a flour requires a log of shemen in isaron? Isaron is the minimum amount of a mincha that should be brought from. Which again, it's very compatible with the log of shemen. That's what we learn from this pasuk. V'idach, the other opinion thinks tartish masmina. From the pasuk of lemincha log l'shemen, you can learn two halachas. One halacha is that every single carbon only requires one log, and the other halacha is that the smallest amount of shear of a mincha you could bring is that of an isaron. Okay, Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah that shisha lepar arba l'ayil shlosha l'keves. It came to different types of animals, so the shear of measuring out the nisachim depended on the size of the animal. So 6 for a par, R 4 for an ayil, and 3 for a keves. So Gemara said, Minol, and how do you know? And this is the ratio of the nisachim to that of the animal. So Gemara says, "Dechsev." It says in the pasuk, "V'niskehem chatziyahin yelapar." So the niskehem of the par should be chatziyahin. What's a chatziyahin? So the loch is hin is tresar luge havyam. The ratio of one hin is 12 lugin. The 12 lugin in a hin. So a chatziyahin would be 6 lugin. So that's how we know a par. Since a par is a chatziyahin, that means it ends up being shisha lugin. Dichsiv, it says, how do we know that that's the ratio, that 12 lugin to hin? Dichsiv, it says in the pasuk, shemen zayis hin, that the shemen zayis, the olive, the oil that's used for shemen and mishcha is that of a hin. Uksiv, it says further, shemen mishchas kodesh yezeh liyador sechem. This should be the shemen mishchas. What does that mean? Zeh begmatria tresar havin, 12. So you see that there are 12 portions in every hin. Which portions? So 12 lugin in every hin. So half in a hin is going to be 6 lugin. That's why we know a par. How we know a par? It has 6 lugin for the nesach. How do we know shlosha umechsa lemenorah? How do you know when it came to the menorah that you have 3.5 lugin for the entire menorah, which was a chatzi lug lechol ner? Each ner deserved what had a half a lug. So Gemara says in Minahani Mila, what's the source for this? The Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us. This is a Braisa that appears also in Maseches Yuma and elsewhere as follows. It says in the pasuk when describing how Aaron would have to set up the menorah, it says Me'erev ad boker, it has to be lit from the evening until the morning. So Tein la midasa shetehe delekas v'holechas me'erev ad boker. You have to put amount of oil that will last from the night until the morning. Davar acher, alternatively, the drasha is me'erev ad boker ein lechavoda shekshayer me'erev ad boker elazubuva. Tell me not the sheer how long it has to last for, but telling us that this is the only avoda. This is the last avoda of the night that's done to last until the morning. So the Ben Yehoyada explains here in the Gemara that the reason why the menorah is the last thing done, it's through the nighttime, is because the menorah is connected chachma, connected Torah, and the utmost way a person could learn Torah, understand Torah, is learning at nighttime. So therefore, just like Torah is learned at nighttime, the menorah is meant to be lit at nighttime in the last thing of the day. So anyways, the Gemara says, and now that we've established that the shemen in the menorah needs to last me'erev ad boker, so how much oil is that? So the Gemara says, v'shi'aru chachamim chatzilog, and the chacham were able to calculate, it was a chatzilog, me'or sevad tzafer, from evening until the morning, that's going to be the amount of oil needed. So the Gemara now explains, how do they figure this out? You know, they were obviously very smart, but the Gemara explained they too figured things out. They had to do some scientific experiments. So what was the experiment that the Chachamim did? Ikadami samasei milamala limata shiaru. They started with a lot of oil, and then they said, okay, now in the morning there was some leftover oil. So now they said, okay, tomorrow let's put in less oil. And they worked from up to down to figure out exactly how much oil was needed to last the night. And Igdam, your other side, no, Mimata Lamala Shiar. They started with a little bit, and they realized it only lasted till 3 o'clock in the morning, so the next night they put a little bit more in, until finally they figured out an amount of oil that was enough to last the entire night. So the Gemara wants to know, man the damer, the one who holds they started mimati lamal, they started from a little oil and they increased in needing depending on how much was needed. Shiaru haTorah chasa mamonin shayisol. Torah is chasan on the money of Klaisel. So if you're, let's underestimate. And if it's short, we'll add on, as opposed to having this surplus oil which has to go to waste in the morning, why waste the money of Klai Yisrael? So the man damer, the opinion that felt, mimal lamat, you start with, well, use a lot of oil, we use so much, and if there's extra in the morning, alright, we'll throw it out, not a big deal. Because they hold a different svara, ein anias b'makom ashir, so there's no poverty in place of wealth. And since the Beis Hamikdash was meant to be a place of malchus, of royalty, unlimited funds, we didn't care so much about the oil, the funds. So we have these two competing svaras all over the place. Sometimes we care chas rachmana al mamon Yisrael, and sometimes we say in the Malkom Mikdash, ein anias b'makom ashiris. When we apply which ones, I'm not really sure, but here the Gemara itself has a machlokus, which one beats out the other.
So they have to do this on the longest day of the year.
Exactly, in Teves. Exactly, Teves is the longest nights, so that night they had to figure it out. Exactly. So I'm not sure how many days this took, but obviously even then it changes a couple minutes here and there. Exactly. Okay, so the new Mishnah tells us, the very bottom of Amud Aleph here, Ma'arvin Niske Parim B'Niske Elim. One is allowed to mix together the Nisachim, the Yain, or the oil of the Parim, along with the oil or the wine of the rams. And the reason is because they had the same ratio of nisachim to that of the animals themselves. We had the ratio of, what was it, 1 to 2, I think it was, right? They both have the shnei logan per isaron, that 2 to 1 ratio was for the par and was for the isle. So therefore, since the ratio is the same, you're allowed to mix them together, l'chadchila, says the Mishnah. Similarly, Niske Chavasim b'Niske Chavasim, which is referring to the Tamidim and the Musafim, you could mix together their Nisachim together, because they also have the same, the Minchas that accompany them, because they also have a ratio of 1 to 3. Every Isaron of Solas required 3 oil log of Shemen, that was the same for the Musaf as it was for the Tamid, so you're allowed to mix those Nisachim together as well, since the ratio ends up being the same.
In other words, what, the Nisachim were done separately, so you just...
You could lump them all together, exactly. So then the Mishnah says, Shel Yachid b'Shel Tzibor, and it came to a carbon Yachid, and a carbon Tzibor, if it happens to be where the ratio is the same of the flour to the oil, it would apply any of these cases. Whenever the ratio is the same, you can mix them together. So then the Gemara, the Mishnah says further, Shel Yom b'Shel Emes, you can mix today's Nisachim with that of yesterday's, so long as the ratios are still the same. About ein ma'arvin niske kvasim and niske parim ve'elim, but you can't mix the ratio of niske kvasim, which is a ratio of 1 to 3, to that with that of the parim ve'elim, which have a ratio of 1 to 2. That's not allowed. Vim balan, if one mixed them together and when they were not supposed to, elim b'fnei atzmo ve'elim b'fnei atzmo. So then v'nis arvu. Let's say first what happened was they mixed the oil and the flour of the parim separately, and then they mixed the oil and the flour of the kvasim separately. And after they're mixed separately, then you combine them as one, then it's arvu afterwards, they became mixed, and that's ksherim. Because they were first at least mixed with their own oils and flours independently. However, im achlo balal pasul, if they didn't mix them independently, you took the flour of the par and the kvasim together, and then you put the oils of them together afterwards, then that's not going to be good. That will be pasul. Only if they were independently mixed together and then subsequently mixed as one big unit, then that would be acceptable b'di'evid, even though individually they have different ratios. And then the Mishnah concludes, ha'keves ha'ba'im ha'omer afal pishim in chasap kfula, when it came to the sheep, that it came with a carbon omer, even though it's doubled, meaning every 2 esronim, it's doubled than the regular mincha, lo hayu nisachim kfulim. The log would not be doubled. Meaning, even though normally for one isaron of a keves, you require 3 log of shemen, so you would think, since the carbon omer has 2 esronim, it should have 6 log of shemen. Tells us no. Even though we're doubling up on the esronim, we're keeping the 3 log the same, and it becomes a ratio of 2 to 3. So that's the end of the Mishnah. So the Gemara now says, Urmini. The Gemara asks the question, is it really permitted to mix together the Nisachim with the other Nisachim? Urminhi, minhu, viktiro, says the Pasuk. You have to, hiktiro, it itself, hiktiro is dafka it. You can't mix together fats from different fats. And seemingly the same applies as well. You can't mix nisachim with nisachim. Hikrivo means leave it as is. Leave it intact. Don't mix any nisachim together. So how come our Mishnah says you're allowed to mix it together so long as the ratios of the nisachim are the same? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, explains, Im nisarvu ka'amar. Our Mishnah is talking about b'di'eved, if one mixes it together, if the ratios are the same, it's acceptable. But l'chadchila, it says, v'hiktiro, leave it as is, leave them separate. It's also l'chadchila to do so, but b'di'eved, it's acceptable. That's what the Mishnah is referring to, b'di'eved. Ihachi, so the Gemara asks, if they're really true that our Mishnah is talking about b'di'eved, so the Mishnah does say, v'ein ma'arvin niske chvasim v'niske parim v'elim. One's not allowed to mix them together. Afilu nisarvu namilo. You tell me, even if they get mixed together, the sheep's nisachim with the cows, it's going to be a now means b'di'eved. It's unacceptable b'di'eved. But v'hamid katan say, but doesn't the Mishnah say at the end? Balon eilu b'fnei atzman v'eilu b'fnei atzman. If you separated, you mix them, that of the cows and that of the kvasim separately first, they were mixed in the oils and flour independently, and then afterwards in nisarvu, then you put them all together. We're saying that's ksherin. We say that's the ksher b'di'eved. So if the fact that the same is talking about b'di'eved, michlal deration lichachila kamar, the ratio is referring to a case of lichachila. So we can't interpret our Mishnah referring to all about b'di'eved. It's clear from the Mishnah that certain parts are b'di'eved and certain parts are lichachila. So now we go back to square one. If our Mishnah said lichachila, you're allowed to mix different nisachim together, and the Braisa says v'iktiro, you can't mix them together, so we have a kasha. So Amar Bai says, Hachi Kamar. The way you understand the Mishnah is as follows. Ma'arvin yeinan im nisarev saltan v'shamnam. Meaning you can't mix together the salt and shaman of different karbanos. But if they were mixed together, so then l'chadchila, which would really be b'di'eved, b'di'eved again, if shaman and salt are mixed together b'di'eved, so then l'chadchila, you're allowed to go ahead and even mix the wine together. But if the shemen and solos were never mixed together, then you're not allowed to mix the wine together either. That's how we're understanding the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a l'chadchila of a b'di'eved case, if that makes sense. So the Gemara says, now you're telling me v'yayin l'chadchila lo? So you're telling me l'chadchila, you can't really mix oil wine together. The only time you're allowed to mix wine together is only if the oil and flour were already mixed together. But if the flour and oil were not mixed together, then you're not allowed to mix the wine together, l'chadchila. V'atani doesn't abrise to teach us. Bamed v'amamur, when is this true? That you can't mix the various nesachim of wine together. B'solos v'shemen, that's only referring to nesachim of solos and shemen. Flour and oil can be mixed together. Avayayin ma'arvin. But the brayse says, you are l'chadchila allowed to mix together the wine. So the Gemara says, no, this is what's going on. This is the final understanding of the Mishnah. El Amr Abai says, Heicha dehukter saltan v'shamnan. If a situation where you already were makti the flour and the oil, so then the lacha is ma'arvin yayin l'chachil. You could go ahead and mix the wine together as well. However, Heicha delo hukter, if you haven't yet been makti the solas and the shemen, so then we say, Im nisariv saltan v'shamnan. If the oil and flour were mixed together, b'di'eved, they weren't supposed to, but if they were, then you could go ahead and mix together the wine. But im lav, if they were not mixed together, ain marvin, you're not allowed to. Dil ma'asi la'ruve solas v'shem l'chachila. Because you mix together the wine, you might come to mix together the flour and oil. So let me be clear. Really, mikadin, you're allowed to mix together wine, and you're allowed to mix, and you cannot mix the flour and oil. That's clear. So if the flour and oil have already been huktar, they're out of the picture, so you could certainly l'chachila mix the wine together. But if the flour and oil are available now, so even though mikadin you really can mix the wine together, chacham were concerned, if I mix the wine, I might come to mix the flour and oil together, which is aser, and therefore if the flour and oil is still not burnt yet, you cannot mix the wine together. But if let's say the flour and oil were mixed together b'di'eved, then at that point it's already too late, you could then l'chachila at that point, also mix together the wine.
You could, or you have to.
You could. Sounds like you can. Don't say you have to.
Because then you have like two different. Then you have two nesachim for one. It would seem that you have to, no? You just bring them separately and that's it.
The impression I got was you're allowed to, but it could be the zechir.
I also got it, but then you might. It's hard to attach the nesachim to a.
to the particular. Yeah, I'm not sure how it works. As long as the b'diyah, as long as totsa, everything's done.
It seems like they're much more makel on the wine than on the.
Oh, for sure they are. Yeah. The l'chachili can mix the wine together.
So it seems that
it's interesting that they're making a gzera not to mix the wines because you may come to do the other thing, which itself b'diyah is mutter.
Right.
In other words, it's not gzera that you may come to do something.
Impossible something, right?
To make that gzera on something that's still b'diyah.
That is an interesting point. A gzera on something that would be acceptable b'diyah. Okay, fine. Let's finish off the daf. The Gemara now says, quoting from the Mishnah, Keves Habay Ma'omer, the sheep that came with the Omer, we had said in the Mishnah that even though the amount of Esronim are doubled, the amount of Log remains the same. So Tanya Rabban the Brayta teaches us, Minchaso Shnei Esronim, that's the pasuk in Parshas Emor by the carbon Omer, that there's two Esronim used. Li made al Keves Habay Ma'omer, Sheminchaso Kfula, we double the amount of flour. Yachal, one may think, Kashem Sheminchaso Kfula, Kach Yeno Kafel, maybe you should double the amount of wine as well. Tamalomer, no. V'nisko yayin revisahin. The yayin remains revisahin only, like any other mincha. Yachalo yayeno kafel shein nivla in minchaso. Maybe the wine doesn't get double because you don't mix the wine directly with the flour. Aval yeshmano kafel shein nivla in minchaso. But maybe we should double the amount of shemen to be shnei log shemen because the shemen does get mixed with the flour, so it should take on the same shirum as the flour. Tamalomer v'nisko, meaning kol nisachav, all the nisachav lo yeh ela revis. We should keep the nisachim, whether it's the nisachim of the yayin or the nisachim of the shemen, they should remain the same as any other carbon, namely, it should only be the revis. So then the Gemara says, my Talmud, what's the drasha? How do you know? Pasuk is referring to nisachim, nisko is referring to yayin. Where do you see the word nisko referring to shemen? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, ksiv v'niska, the pasuk is written as a hay with a niska. But it's karina, we read it v'nisko. It's okay, so how do we darshan this? Niska d'mincha. A niska means a nesach shelah. Nesach shelah, what's a nesach shelah? What is the nesach that's attached to the flower? That's the shemen that goes into the mincha. So v'niska, the shemen of it, it should be k'nisko, like the nesach which accompanies the flower, namely the yayin. So ma yayin revis. Af shemen ami revius, it remains the same shear as any other carbon. Okay, the Gemara now says, slightly different topic now. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asha Mitzora Sheshachto Shelo Lishma. You take an Asha Mitzora, we're talking about Mitzora above, you take an Asha Mitzora and you shecht it Shelo Lishma. What's the halacha? The Tan Nisachim, that carbon, even though that carbon Asham is not going to fulfill my chiv as a Mitzor, you have to bring a new Asham that was Lishmo, it still takes on the dinim of an Asham, and you require the same Nisachim like any other Asham. Shim Yata Omer Kain, if you don't say this, if you'd say that you don't have to bring the Nisachim, Psalto ends up being possible to bring at all, and you can't say that. One second here. Right. So if we're saying that when a person shechts an asham shelo lishmo, if you're saying that it doesn't require nisachim, so in essence you're saying that the animal that's carbon is completely pasul, and you shouldn't be allowed to bring it as a carbon. So therefore, since we accept this asham to be shechted, even though it doesn't fulfill my chiv, it's still accepted as a carbon, it still has a shame asham on it, it therefore requires the same nisachim that one would typically bring for an asham. So asks the Gemara, Maskev l'Rav Menashe Bargada, El Miat, if that's the case, let's say a person takes a keves haba im haomer, that sheep that goes with the carbon omer, sheshachtel shelo lishmo. The guy shechs it shelo lishmo. The coin shechs it shelo lishmo. Temin chasa psua kvula. It should be doubled as well, because just like the carbon omer, the mincha that accompanies it has a doubled mincha, so too this keves, even though it's not fulfilling my chiyah because it was shelo lishmo, but if it still takes on the nature of a carbon omer, you should have the same mincha doubled with shnei esronim. Shim iat omer, if you don't say this, psalto, it should be disqualified from being brought as a carbon. And he's going to bring a few other examples. V'im, same thing. V'tamid shel shacha sheshachtu shelo lishmo. You shech the sheep that was meant for the carbon tamid, but you shech the shelo lishmo. Yehei talon shnei gezirin b'karin echad. You should require the same every single morning. They would bring two logs of wood to accompany the carbon tamid to set up the maracha. So if I shechted the Kohen shechs at Shelo Lishmo the Tamid, even though it's not fulfilling my Chi of Tamid, it still takes on the same dinim. So what are some of the dinim that apply to a carbon Tamid? You have to bring the Shnei Gezirin. The Kohen should bring to dedicate two logs of wood. And Shimata Omer, if you don't say this, psalto, that means that this carbon tabid, shalolishmo, should be completely disqualified if it doesn't have the details with it as well. And the Talmud Shobain Harbaim, Sheshachtu Shalolishmo, Yeton Shnek Zirin Bishne Kwanim. And at nighttime, they'd also bring two logs of wood with the carbon tamid, but the nighttime was brought by two Kohanim, so you should have two Kohanim bring the two logs of wood. Again, Shim Iyata Omer Kane, if you don't say this, Psalto, you shouldn't accept the carbon tamid Shobain Harbaim at all if it was done Shalolishmo. Vichitame Nachanami, if you're going to tell me, Nachanami, that, if you don't bring all these other side details with it, the different logs of wood and the different menachos, it would taka be disqualified. Halacha shav hachi. Rav Yochanan doesn't mention that. Rav Yochanan says only by the asham, shelo lishma, that requires nisachim. And if you didn't bring them, it's puzzle. So how come we didn't say by all the other cases here, give examples of the Ar Omer and the Tamid, that if there was shelo lishma, if you didn't bring those other halachas, those other dinim, it would be puzzle. How come we didn't mention it? So Gemara says, Elam Rabbi, Abaye says, Chadim Nayu Nakit, he chose one. In a Chanami, the same Allah would apply to the Tamid Shalol Lishma and to the Kevish Shalol Lishma. You'd have to bring the double Mincha, you have to bring the Shnei Gezirin. That's all true, but he only gave one example, and you could apply it to the other examples as well. He wasn't being very thorough in his discussion. So Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba says as follows. Bishma hanach olos ninu. I understand that the tamid are cases of olos. Ilo chazal olos chova. If it's not fulfilling my chiv because of carbon tamid, because I did it shloshma, carbon olos nadava. You can always make an olos nadava. You can make any, whenever you want to dedicate a nadava, you can make a nadava. So I can understand how a carbon tamid could turn into an olos nadava. Even though I did the carbon tamid shloshma, we could still accept it. Halacha, when it comes to an Ashim and Tzora, Ilo Mok Mislei B'Milsa, Ashim Nadava Mi Ika. I mean, the reason why Rabbi Yochanan had to give the example of the Ashim and Tzora, because that you would have thought, had I not known, I would have thought, oh, a Talmud is an Ola, of course I could bring it if it's Shalosh Ma. But it comes to the Asham, we never have a person could dedicate an Asham. So I would have thought an Ashim and Tzora, Shalosh Ma, should be completely disqualified. And for that reason, Yochanan had to be mechadish to us that even though the Asham Mitzorah is an Asham, if it was done Shlo Lishma, we would still accept it. That's the chiddush why he had to mention that. And that's what the Gemara says here as follows. Tanya Kavasa, the Yochanan, the Brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, Asham Mitzorah Sheshachta Shlo Lishma, O Shlo Nasam Midamo Al Gabi Bahonas, or you didn't put the blood properly on the thumbs of the Mitzorah. Hareza Ola has a din of an Ola, Legabe Mizbeach, you could bring it as a carbon. The Tal Nesachim requires all the normal Nesachim of the Asham Mitzorah normally does. The Tzarch Asham Acher Latir, and he still needs another Asham to be Mitarah him from his Mitzorah. Expensive mistake, exactly, yeah.